listeners. Welcome to this episode of The Blue Radio. Today, we will be hearing Kimberly's story. Kimberly's story has descriptive information about extreme physical, sexual, verbal, and neglect abuse. So if these topics are triggering or sensitive for you, please listen with a trusted friend or a professional. Kimberly is what her therapist describes as a miracle. Despite all the abuse she has gone through, she can still love and trust with an open heart, and she has never shown any type of abusive behavior towards those around her. She also engages in activism, and she's writing a book about her experiences. Kimberly has been kind enough to share her experience with me in great detail. Kimberly's childhood adversity started in her infancy. Her mother was violent towards her father, and she commonly witnessed these behaviors. And throughout her story, we will hear about how her mother's behaviors impacted her. Her first memory of child abuse goes back to the time she was 2 years old.
Moving forward, my earliest memory of abuse was when I was two. My mother would send me and my brother to a neighbor because my father worked, and I don't know if she was working at this time. I think she was, but she could have also just been wanting alone time. I don't know. But this neighbor, she was very nice, but her husband was not. And I don't remember too many details about him other than there were a couple times he pulled me across the room by my hair away from the television because I was sitting too close, or because it was a floor TV, you know, those big old 1970s televisions that, you know, sat on the floor. I would be sitting on the floor with my toes touching the TV, and this enraged him to the point that he felt that a child of two needed to be yanked away from the television by her hair and thrown onto a couch and yelled at to stay there. And apparently my mother would tell me a few years later, laughing, that she asked me if I remembered my neighbor, who I'm not going to say his name, and I said that I remembered some things about him. And she said, "Do you remember what you told me when you were two?" And I said, "Not that I'm aware of, because I mean, I didn't know where she was going with this, and you know, I was two. I don't remember what variation of things she was getting at with me saying. But she had said that while she was laughing, you said to me that you didn't like going next door because the neighbor would make you go into the basement and take your clothes off, and you would take pictures of you and hurt you, and you said that you didn't like that, and you didn't want to keep going over there." And I looked at my mother horrified as she continued to laugh, and I said, "Do you believe that that happened?" And she said, I haven't the slightest idea if it happened." And I said, "Well, why did you keep sending me over there?" And she laughed and she said, "Well, because I didn't believe you." And I said, "Well, whether you believed me or not, you know, why would I at 2 years old tell you this was happening if it wasn't? And why would you not look into this? And why would you keep sending me over there if I told you, I told you this was going on?" And she just repeated, "Because I didn't believe you. And you like to make up little stories as a child. Like, you still like to make up stories. You always make up stories because you love attention." And
Eventually, Kimberly's mother's violence towards her father led her father to file for divorce and leave.
Violence to him continued to get worse and worse, to the point that she was taking knives to bed. She was threatening to kill him in his sleep. She was throwing glass items at his head that would smash on the wall. She was constantly accusing him of cheating and she was insane. She was absolutely insane. And I remember so much of my young years hiding under our dining room table, which was like the biggest thing in the house that I can remember that I felt safe under. And my brother would join me under there as well. So we were both under this table holding each other and crying as we watched our mother abuse our father. And our father would just be done with it. He would swear at her and he would grab his stuff and he would leave. And he'd be gone for a while, but he'd eventually come back and, you know, it would just start all over. When I was 6, my father had enough and he filed for divorce and he left.
Her mother blamed the divorce on Kimberly and constantly berated her for the divorce that she had no part in causing. And then her mother met her stepfather.
Anyway, so at 6, my father left. And then at 7, around 7 and a half, I don't know, my mom met my would-be stepfather, who was a sadistic monster. He was completely evil and rotten to the core. He was in the service. I don't know what branch. I can't remember. I know that he was a sergeant and highly respected in his line of work. He was also a drill sergeant and he ran our house like that in many ways. He took great sadistic pleasure in the pain he caused me mentally and physically. He tortured me. He made me believe every single day that he was going to poison me or kill me, and that he would be able to get away with it because nobody would miss a fat, ugly, stupid little girl who meant nothing to no one, and that he would take me somewhere. And he described the awful ways in which he would murder me, and it was always some new way. It was always creatively, sadistically violent in all the ways that he would describe he was going to kill me and leave me somewhere. And the look in his eye was just so chilling to it was chilling to my soul, because I knew that he believed in everything that he was saying, and he truly wanted to do what he was saying. And I don't know why he didn't, because he had plenty of opportunity, but I am grateful that he didn't. But again, he took great pleasure in this, and still to this day I have psychological issues in relation to things that he said to me. Thankfully, even though he physically abused me, there was only one incident with him of sexual abuse, and that was just him poking at my my newly growing breasts and making fun of them. He thankfully wasn't one of the several that would actually molest me. But he did beat me almost every day, and he did beat me unconsciously a few times.
Kimberly believes the abuse from her mother greatly impacted the person she is today.
She was a master at what she did and what she said. And to this day, the things that she said to me still stick with me. And they have shaped the way that I've grown and shaped who I have become and how I feel and think every day. And even though she's been dead for 7 years, she's still very much with me every day in my head. And I don't think that I will ever truly be free of her.
As I said, Kimberly has shared her story with me in great detail, so there would be two more episodes to her story. Thank you for listening to this episode, and if you would like to share your story, please email me at the email address included in the description. Stay tuned for the next episode.